I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's medically assisted suicide law is quietly underway, with an estimated 10 prescriptions filled since voters approved the law last year. The state health department plans to report by the end of the year how many doctors handled prescriptions, but won't say how many people followed through. Advocates say about 1 in 3 people prescribed life-ending drugs don't take them. Recreational pot in Colorado costs a little more. As of July 1st, a special tax on retail marijuana went up from 10 to 15%. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
In 2015, voters approved Proposition BB, which exempts a special tax on recreational marijuana from TABOR, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. That means that the state gets to keep and spend a projected $71.8 million in revenue this fiscal year, rather than refund it to taxpayers. Voters also approved some flexibility in recreational marijuana taxes, says Henry Sobenet, director of the State Office of Planning and Budgeting.
Then the voters said we can levy a special sales tax up to 15% on retail marijuana. And then there's also a 2.9% regular sales tax on medical marijuana.
Legislators took advantage of that flexibility last session and upped the special tax to 15%. The money has to be used for health care, health education, substance abuse prevention and treatment programs, and law enforcement. Spending the money for other purposes requires a change in state law. I'm Jackie Fortier.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.